Self-Regulation of Black Hole Accretion via Jets in Early Protogalaxies, by Kung Yi Su et al. The early growth of black holes, BHs, in high redshift galaxies is likely regulated by their feedback on the surrounding gas. While radiative feedback has been extensively studied, the role of mechanical feedback has received comparatively less scrutiny to date. Here we use high-resolution parsec-scale hydrodynamical simulations to study jet propagation and its effect on BH accretion onto 100 MSIN BHs in the dense, low-metallicity gas expected in early protogalaxies. As the jet propagates, it shocks the surrounding gas and forms a jet cocoon. The cocoon consists of a rapidly cooling cold phase at the interface with the background gas and an overpressured subsonic phase of reverse shock heated gas filling the cocoon interior. We systematically vary the background gas density and temperature, BH feedback efficiency, and the jet model. We found that the jet cocoon width roughly follows a scaling derived by assuming momentum conservation in the jet propagation direction, and energy conservation in the lateral directions. Depending on the assumed gas and jet properties, the cocoon either stays elongated out to a large radius or isotropizes before reaching the Bondi radius, forming a nearly spherical bubble. Lower jet velocities and higher background gas densities result in self-regulation to higher momentum fluxes and elongated cocoons. In all cases, the outward momentum flux of the cocoon balances the inward momentum flux of the inflowing gas near the Bondi radius, which ultimately regulates BH accretion. The larger the distance the jet cocoon reaches, the longer the variability timescale of the BH accretion rate. Overall, the average accretion rate always remains below the Bondi rate, and exceeds the Eddington rate only if the ambient medium is dense and cold, and/or the jet is weak. We derive the combination of jet and ambient gas parameters yielding super Eddington growth. This was Self-Regulation of Black Hole Accretion via Jets in Early Protogalaxies, by Kung Yi Su et al.